Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name's Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Today is our Thursday episode where we go into our Instagram DMs, find out your questions, and give you guys our advice. So I'll read out this one. Hey Kat and Letitia, love the podcast and have always wanted to message you for advice. I was a young mum just like you, Kat, and my daughter Sage is now 14 years old. Aww. She is the light of my life and has always been the sweetest, kindest girl. The past year, Sage has definitely entered the teenage phase, and there have been times that I don't even recognize her. She's really snappy and says she finds me embarrassing, which breaks my heart. When I try to talk to her about her attitude, she blows up and isolates herself from our family even more. I don't want to lose her and am worried I'm doing the wrong thing. Any advice for mums trying to make it through the teenage phase?
Wow, you sound like you're talking about Letitia. She was just walking through the airport with me and telling me to go walk on the other side of the airport because she was embarrassed about me.
Yeah, because you're wearing the exact same outfit
as you me. Copied me.
You copied me.
Okay. Well, advice. I can obviously relate to this because I've had one adult child who's gone through the teenage years, and I have Deja who is definitely entering the same era.
Oh my God.
It is hell right now, let me tell you that. So it can be really tricky because hormones are like raging. Mm. And I don't know about you guys, but when I get PMS, the whole bloody world knows about it. It's like I can feel the blood literally boiling within my body, and whatever anybody says, it just gets on my nerves. So I don't know if that's what teenagers feel, but I actually think it's something along those lines. Mm. So my advice to you would be to just take it day by day, because this time will pass. She will get through that era of being a hormonal, crazy teenage girl, and she will come out the other side. And I think what's important is just to let her know that you're only checking in, you're only, you know, talking to her because you care. Mm. Because sometimes it can, I know for me, when my mum was doing that, it almost felt like she was nagging me. Mm. And it would just frustrate me. But if she were to come in and say, look, I'm just doing this because I care about you, but whatever, you do you. And if she would walk away at that point, then I could take the time to kind of, you know, reevaluate my feelings and maybe see things from her point of view. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What about you? Like, how do you think I handled the teenage years with you?
I don't even remember them. Like, I genuinely don't even remember.
You don't remember being crazy? I mean, sometimes I feel like you still are. We had an argument the other day. It wasn't really an argument. Let me explain what happened.
No, you're just psychotic.
No.
So not many people can relate to this.
No, people will be able to relate to this because you guys obviously know our job is content creation. And I haven't been seeing Tisha for a long time because she's moved out of home and she's avoiding me at all costs because she was at our house for a week straight, you know, packing orders for Collade. And so she came over to have a look at the warehouse. And I said, hey, Tisha, and it's like I'm walking on eggshells when I ask her to do a video with me. And you guys can go look at the video and see how unhappy she was. Anyways, I was like, Tish, can you do this video with us for Collade? Because it's trending right now and I think it'll do really good. And she's like, no. Like flat out no.
Because it was a dance video.
You do dance videos with your friends. This is what I'm saying.
But they're funny. This one is like a legit dance video and I'm going through a 3-month approval process.
Three moves. This dance wasn't even a dance. It was 90% walking and 3 arm movements, okay?
Okay, anyways. But like you never warn me. Like if we're going to do a video, like you always ask me to do videos when I look like shit. Like
as if, Letitia, you look amazing all the time. You're just very no, harsh on yourself.
I don't.
And nobody cares what you look like. I do videos in my pajamas with my hair like all ratty and I haven't washed my hair in ages. You just got to push that aside. People don't care. They just want to see the real you.
I care.
Anyways, so I ask her to do this video and she's like, no. And I'm like, Tisha, please, like, we've got to do this video. It can't just be me and Deja. Like, Collade is you, me, and Deja. Like, can you just do this 5-second video? And she kept, like, she left the bedroom, went into Deja's room.
Because you asked me once and then you, please, please, please. I'm like, oh my God. God, I have to leave the room. I still hear you as I'm walking away, like, please, please.
Because persistence is key. Anyway,
so annoying.
She ends up doing the video, but you can tell she's like, I hate this. Like, ends up walking slow, it's like a fake smile. So, you know, sometimes your daughter is going to not want to do things with you like my child does, but you've just got to force them. No, I'm joking. So she ended up doing the video, right? Wasn't happy about it. She goes home. That night, I'm fuming because the video is just not videoing. She's not got the same energy.
It got like 4 million views.
Yeah, but your energy was like – your energy was not it. And I was like, you know what? Tisha's been really like annoying to me lately. And I invited her to this Singapore trip because – I wanted to spend more time with her and now I'm regretting it because she's not going to want to do any videos with me. So I sent her this text message.
Do you hear yourself?
I send her this text message and I say, Tisha, your attitude lately has not been the best and it's like making me not feel great. And I just expressed how I was feeling.
You sent it at like 6 a.m. in the morning. I was like, girl, go to sleep.
Anyways, I sent her this long text. It wasn't getting angry at her. It was just expressing how she made me feel. And then she's like, first message was a complaint. So I left her on read. And then the second message that came through was like, okay, I'm sorry, Mum. I'll do better. So, you know, sometimes it just takes time. And I find the best way to communicate with your teen – shut up, Letitia. The best way to communicate with your teen is by sending them a text. And I know some parents are like, oh, that's impersonal. Like I want to have a face-to-face conversation with them. This is 2024. If your teen wants to talk to you through a text, then so be it. Obviously, you're going to have face-to-face conversations, but sometimes teens just find it easier to read a text, process it. There's not going to be a lot of, you know, unnecessary emotions that come up and they can respond to it at their own time. What do you think? Do you think that's good or not?
No, definitely. But I'm just thinking like you clearly have this whole situation wrong. You think I opened your text message and was like, oh, like I literally opened it. I saw it come through. I rolled my eyes. I didn't even read it. I read the first sentence and I replied. I said, I did the video with you because that's just facts. That's not even a complaint. That's factual evidence. And then like 10 minutes later, I said, okay, sorry.
Yeah, but you still apologized.
Yeah, because I know what you want to hear.
But did we both end up okay and content and moved on with our lives?
Yes, but you clearly didn't because you sent that like 3 days after it happened. I was like, go,
yeah, I'm only bringing it up because this other mum wants some advice, Letitia.
Yeah, but you know, like the text. Like you hold on to things.
No,
it's
well,
so strange.
I wasn't holding on to anything. I was actually just having a moment and I remembered what you did to me. I was like, God. What the hell? And then you were like, can you do my visa? Can you do this? Like making me be your PA again. So I was like getting triggered and that's why I sent you that text.
Okay.
So yeah, in short, text your little girl if you're feeling hurt. And hopefully you guys can work things out that way instead of having like a full-blown argument face-to-face. That's my advice.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want to ask us that we might answer in the pod, make sure you DM us on Instagram at basicallybestiespod and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Okay,
bye.
Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.